like Hamlet, it's one of the few works of art that is truly inexhaustible. Everything that's conceivable exists in one form or another, and it's so full of incredible delight.
The playwright Tony Kushner was a graduate student when he fell in love with Moby Dick, and he says the novel is the greatest single influence on his own writing.
I found it set a kind of voice free in me. I felt completely overwhelmed by the excessiveness of it and these sentences that go on and on and on and on and on forever. And really within each sentence, I mean, let alone each chapter or each book, but each sentence risks collapse by extending itself longer than it can possibly go. And I became interested as a playwright in sort of reading these passages out loud and beginning to think about dramatic language that did that.
How wonderful is it then, except after explanation, that this great monster, to whom corporeal warmth is as indispensable as it is to man, how wonderful that he should be found at home, immersed to his lips for life in those Arctic waters, where when seamen fall overboard, they are sometimes found months afterwards perpendicularly frozen into the hearts of fields of ice, as a fly is found glued in amber. But more surprising is it to know, as has been proved by experiment, that the blood of a polar whale is warmer than that of a Borneo negro in summer. It does seem to me that herein we see the rare virtue of a strong individual vitality, and the rare virtue of thick walls, and the rare virtue of interior spaciousness. O man, admire and model thyself after the whale. Do thou too remain warm among ice. Do thou too live in this world without being of it. Be cool at the equator. Keep thy blood fluid at the pole. Like the great dome of St. Peter's and like the great whale, retain, O man, in all seasons a temperature of thine own.
I love that it shatters the form of the novel. It seems to offer a license for complete indulgence, but now that I've read a lot of Melville, I know it's something that he repeats over and over again, that it's better to make a terrible mistake, it's better to make an utter fool of yourself and to risk catastrophe than to be safe as an artist.
The playwright Tony Kushner. I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. In a few minutes, we'll hear from more artists who have been inspired by Moby Dick. Meanwhile, here's a question to ponder. When you think of a Captain Ahab type, a single-minded leader chasing around the world for a great monster he despises, who comes to mind?
It's been seen as the story of a fascist, the story of a totalitarian communist, and most recently, the story of a terrorist.
Stay with us in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International.